Every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in the things that appertain to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Bishop Dolan, my fellow priests, Reverend Sisters, and you, my dear faithful and children of St. Gertrude the Great Catholic Church. I am torn between giving a sermon and also a vote of thanks for your support this past year. But I believe that since today is my anniversary, His Excellency would not mind if I say a word or two in gratitude. I know full well that it is not a question of how long, but how well one has lived. I know too that the journey is just beginning. But I think it would be good to say thank you for your prayers and support so far. St. Paul says that every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in the things that appertain to God, that he may offer up gifts and sacrifices for sins. But every priest knows that he can never be worthy to offer that sacrifice for the sins of the people. That is why in the offering of the host, the priest prays first for his innumerable sins, offenses, and negligences before praying for all of you. For the priest must save his soul as well as those of others, lest perhaps, as St. Paul puts it, when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. The priest also asks you, dear brethren, to pray that his sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Father Almighty. For what good is it to the priest that his people are saved, but if he goes down into hell? The priest can never presume himself worthy to offer the sacrifice. He is ever conscious of his sinfulness. That is why I am most grateful for your prayers. I am also grateful of our doctrine of the communion of the saints. Every Catholic, but the priest especially, is grateful that the saints are also watching out for him. God shows more mercy to the priest than to everybody else. For otherwise, how does one explain the fact that he permits such an imperfect man to offer such a pure sacrifice? And when I consider that men far holier than I can ever hope to be refuse the office of the priesthood, I realize that God must have an infinite mercy towards me. St. Francis refused the dignity of the priesthood, and we know that few saints would match him in sanctity. St. Jerome, called the greatest doctor, only said one Mass in his lifetime. There is even a true story of a holy abbot called Theodorus, who, after he was ordained a deacon, would refuse to function as one. His elders complained that he was not doing his duty as a deacon, but he told them to leave him alone so he can ask God if he was worthy of such an office. He asked for a sign, and God showed him in a vision a pillar of fire rising from earth to heaven. He heard a voice which said, "If you can be like this pillar, go, minister." When he heard that voice, he resolved never to perform as a deacon. Brethren, between the diaconate and the priesthood, there is an infinite abyss. The man who presumes to take upon himself such a burden must have great confidence in God, indeed, and zero confidence in his own strength. There is a popular saying that where angels fail to tread, fools rush in. Well, the priest is, as it were, walking where both angels and fools fail to tread. For not even the angels can say the Mass. You must appreciate now how very much the priest needs your prayers. And so when I say that I am grateful for your prayers, I am not merely trying to be polite. I also have the privilege that I have so many people to look up to. And I am grateful especially to His Excellency Bishop Dolan for his support. I know you've heard me say that before, but I don't believe I have heard myself say that often enough. I hope for, and I'm assured of his continual prayers. I also thank His Excellency Bishop Sambon for training me to be a priest. And I urge you to keep praying for him as well. I thank also the priests of St. Gertrude's and also of the seminary for the examples which they have shown to me. Please pray for me as well as for all the priests who are faithful to the Catholic Church. No one can say how his race will end, but one can be hopeful. I am hopeful that with the intercession of our dearest mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and her Son's power, with the intercession of the saints and your prayers as well, this race for me will end in heaven with Christ, the eternal High Priest. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.